One of them is that Esther had no hate in her heart for anybody. There's a verse in the Torah that says, "Lo tisnat afikha bilavecha," which means you should not harbor hate of your brother in your heart. And a lot of the time, Jewish law, although sometimes perhaps viewed as focusing on ritual, is very much concerned about relationships between people. And the importance of, if you have a beef with somebody, getting it out, talking it over with them, is held in the, as a very important value in Jewish life. And the verse in the Torah doesn't request a person to be superhuman, but asks them if they have some issue with somebody else, to talk it over and get it out. So the idea that she harbored no ill feelings towards anybody is rather remarkable. How many of us, how many of people we know could really say that we lived a life in which we did not feel ill will towards other people for anything more than a minute or two? It's a remarkable thing. So that quality is very, very much entrenched in Jewish values and Jewish literature. She also did not speak derogatorily about anybody. If you take a look at the Torah, there are numerous events in which people use their speech incorrectly. There's a famous story about the spies who went into Israel and came back with a derogatory report. This led to the Jews wandering in the desert for 40 years because they spoke derogatorily about land. So if the Torah understands that speaking about land derogatorily is a serious moral failure, how much more so when we speak that way about people? So being able to maybe hold one's tongue is a tremendous skill that's sometimes for a lot of people it's inside of them, it's ingrained, others learn it. But those two qualities combined of not feeling ill will towards people and not speaking negatively about people are tremendous qualities and really capture the Jewish spirit. And then there's something else that the Jean said, that she did volunteer work. She was involved in during the war on behalf of servicemen. And was voting, you said she was involved in all sorts of activities of public service. You know, when Abraham sent his servant to find a wife for Isaac, back in the early part of the book of Genesis, the servant had a test to see who would be an appropriate wife for his master's son, Isaac. And he found a woman at the well who was watering her camels, Rebecca, Rivka. And once she offered to both water his camels, get people to drink, welcome them in, the servant understood that that person was ideal, an ideal match for his master's son, Isaac. Because ingrained in the Jewish psyche, and something that we Jews have tried to share with the world, is the importance of cultivating a personality of kindness. First towards animals. You know, there's a Jewish law that one must feed one's animal before one feeds oneself. If you're at a dinner table, the dog is hungry, you have to give the dog food before you eat. Sensitive, if we're sensitive towards land, towards animals, then we can generalize those qualities to people, which of course, people being the center of our lives. So just thinking that that's a real tribute to her as we bid farewell to a woman who lived a full life, that she was able to develop her humanity and her personality to a point where no negative word can be said about her. And that's something that all of us can just hope for, that when we pass, hopefully after 120 years or an extended life, that no one will ever have been hurt by us, and if we did hurt somebody, that we repaired that prior to our passing. What we're doing here today is a mitzvah, it's a commandment from the Torah, and that's honoring one's parents. There's a very interesting idea that I'm sure everyone's aware of, that it appears in the Ten Commandments in the Aseret HaDibrot, which is honor your mother and your father. If you divide the Ten Commandments into two, you'll see that the right-hand side of the Ten Commandments deals with man-God laws, and the left-hand side deals with man-man laws. And honoring your parents appears at the bottom of the list, but sort of not as a priority, the bottom priority, but the last commandment and a list of man-God laws, when seemingly it should relate to relationships between people. But our sages tell us that the reason it appears there is because when you honor your parents, you're honoring God, because God and your parents were partners in your creation. It's a tremendously powerful idea that man and God combine and they sponsor a child into this world. They bring a child into this world. And there's a commandment to honor your parents after they're deceased as well. So what we're doing here today when we pay our final respects to Esther Freeman is not merely a ceremony, but it's an act of honoring parents, which is the top priority following your parents' passing, to honor them by making sure they have respectful burial. So what we're going to do now is we're going to ask the, after the Chazan finishes his next couple of psalms, we'll ask the pallbearers to come forward. And when they come forward, we follow them outside of the chapel. We'll proceed to the burial location. And the Jewish custom is that everybody who can participates in the burial, because it's a mitzvah, it's a commandment to bury the dead. On the way to the burial, we'll follow behind the casket, because it's also a special display of respect to accompany the dead to their final resting place. So I'll call upon the Chazan now to say the final couple of prayers, and then we'll ask the pallbearers to come forward.